Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 19, 2024. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are doing our shamanic awakening ceremony. This is one of our very most intense events. And what we do in this event is we deliberately stir up that heavy energy that's in your way, and we clear it out the best we can. So it's an intense event. If you're here, be prepared to feel some discomfort as heavy energies are, you know, loosened up and released. However, everyone's going to be safe and no one's going to be overwhelmed. So should be a wonderful time. We've done this on live public calls, gosh, dozens, if not a few hundred times over the years. So got plenty of experience with this one. So as we begin, let me explain what's going to happen, because of course there are new folks here. In fact, let me take a moment and just welcome everyone who I see in the live room right now. We're up to 48 and counting. So I'll say names quickly. Welcome to Anjali, Angela, Aparajita, Barb, Beth, my apologies in advance for any mispronunciation, Bevy, Brian, Brittany, Caitlin, Deb, Diana, Eric, Faye. We've also got Heather, Jenny, Ken, Kirk, Kyle, Kristen, Laura, Linda, there's coming in fast. I have to keep up here. Marilyn, Marla, Monica, Marcy, Natalie. We've also got Norman, Pat, Paula, Phyllis, Raisa, Robin, Sharon, Stefan, Stephanie, Stephen, Tina, Zen, and quite a few phone callers whose names I don't know. Here at the tail end, we've got Barb, Debbie, Kim, and Virika. And more people coming in. 10 people came in just while I was saying names. So up to 58 at the moment, 59. You know, you're all welcome. This is a free public event. And as I was saying, this is going to be an intense event. And just know that we're going to have some strong energy here tonight. The more people we have, the stronger the energy tends to get. So let me explain what's going to happen. I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. And this is my shamanic control panel. And after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. It's a mystical language used in South America. And then I'm going to call in a lot of divine allies. You may not recognize them all, but every single one is of high vibration and benevolent intent. All super good folks to work with. Then once the allies are here, we're going to create a sacred container to hold in the good energy and ensure that all that enters is of high vibration and benevolent intent, because that's how I roll. We're on the path of love and light here. Then a moment for anyone else to call in any additional high vibration allies they want. Then once we're fully stocked with allies, we'll begin the work. We'll begin with an invocation. In fact, integrated into this process is my full four-part embodied awakening cycle. We start by calling in highest, you know, and what is it? Highest divine energy that serves highest good, something like that. I actually will remember the exact phrasing when we get there, but it's kind of a warm-up energy to get some good vibes flowing. We'll receive that. I'll probably sing a mantra to sweeten the energy. Then we'll get right to work on the healing part. In this event, the healing is the longest section. Can sometimes go 30, 45 minutes. And this is where I'm going to sing very strong, intense energy. We're going to be quite consciously and deliberately shaking up whatever heavy energy is in your way, and we'll have the allies flush that out the best they can. So it's intense. It can be uncomfortable, but it won't be too much, and you definitely won't get overwhelmed. No one ever has. Then once that's all cleared up enough, then we'll do our next invocation for merging with our higher self at its level in that spirit realm. And for a bit, we'll just hang out there as consciously as we can. Then we'll invite the higher self into our human bodies for embodied awakening and enjoy that for a bit and all the benefits that brings. Then, if I remember, we'll ask that the embodied awakening continue and be just our new normal, if you want it to be. And that's usually what we do. And at the end, we also, after we've created all this great energy, we share it with the earth and with the whole universe, and it's really sweet to share that energy, and it feels good to do that too. All this can take up to 90 minutes. Sometimes it goes 75, sometimes 90, but be prepared for 90 minutes if you can. What I do request of people who are here, we're up to 60, 63. Wow. I ask that if you're here doing this, even if you're on the recording as an Awakening Plus member, please give us your undivided attention. This is not something to do while you're multitasking. It really requires full consciousness and effort because not only will you get a better experience if you're giving it your full attention as if you were right here in the room with me, but you will be supporting others. There's a magic sharing of energy, of mutual support here. And you being as fully present as you can, uplifts everybody else, even if you're doing it later on the recording. So I really request that if you're here, really be here and be fully present so you and everyone else get the greatest benefit. So that's my request. If you need to leave early, that is not a problem. Just say, allies, I gotta go. If you just kind of ease me out of the field, that'd be great. And they'll happily remove you from the container, and that will not create a problem for anyone else. In terms of recordings, the event is recorded and it will go into the Awakening Plus archive, but it's only available to members of Awakening Plus. So if you're not a member, you get the live event, but you have to join the membership to get the recording, along with the nearly 650 other recordings of our events that are so powerful and helpful in your healing and awakening process, if you want to go that route. So that's how it plays. Let me just feel a moment. All right, I will be singing a little bit or a lot. Just know that that's part of the process too. Everyone is going to be muted until the very end when I open it up for feedback. So don't worry, you're not going to be audible to anybody else. And unless you've turned on your camera, you won't be visible either. Okay, that should be enough explanation to get us rolling. So let's get into the process. For our starters, your physical position doesn't matter. As long as you're conscious and comfortable and be alert, that's great. If you don't have a preference, sitting up is good. It's kind of nice to have your spine aligned vertically, but it's not required. So I'm going to start yawning now. This is not fatigue, it is shamanic movement of energy. So I sometimes yawn a lot during these events. Just don't think I'm getting bored because I'm certainly not. Okay, we're ready. So, as I call the directions, as I call in the allies, my invitation is to be passive and notice if you're feeling any energy movement inside you. Many people do. And if you are aware of energy moving as I do this energetic setup, just your passive awareness of that is what I'd like you to do. Now, if you cannot feel that energy, that's fine. In that case, put your attention on the sensation of your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. Just feel breath doing what it's doing if you cannot feel the energy. And that'll be enough to get us started. Here we go. Pachamama. Mamakia. Wirakocham Inti Quiti. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own. All this is to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher service to other consciousness, maximum merging of personality and higher self that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, Again, all the allies I'm about to call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call spirit songs, higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call their archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the sacred container is in place, protecting every single one of you and me, regardless of where you are in time and space relative to this live event. Anyone who's hearing me and who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to invite them now. Some lovely beings joining us. Thank you. That feels wonderful. Okay. So once again, a reminder, my request is for you to be fully present with the work. Please act like you're right here in the room with me. And the more undivided your attention is on our process, the more benefit you and everyone else will get. All right, we're going to start with our first invocation. All these are spoken to your higher self, the spiritual part of you that created your human part. So these are repeat after me processes, say them out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become completely passive. If you're sensitive to energy, you might very well feel the energy coming in the top of your head and saturating your body like water soaking into a sponge. While this is happening, just let it come to you. I recommend no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. In other words, no effort, just let. Allow the energy to come to you. Any effort beyond passive awareness will actually slow it down or push it away in this system of work. So your passivity is the key to getting the maximum benefit. Your higher self does this better than your human can. So let it take care of it. A lot of you are getting some lovely energy now. While the energy is incoming, I'm going to sing a mantra, and this will help sweeten the energy. When I'm doing music, I would still like your primary attention on the energy you're feeling. And again, if you can't feel the energy, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Let the music sort of be in the background. I'm going to switch to music mode. All right. Om Sachidananda. Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samettaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samettaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samettaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Samettaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Samettaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Just take a moment and feel how you feel. Your body might feel different now. Based on what I'm feeling, some of you are now feeling more like energy than solid matter with your bodies. Just note that if it's happening. Okay, take a moment longer to feel how you feel now, perhaps a bit more energetically or spiritually conscious. And now we're going to do the healing section. As I said earlier, this is our most extended section of this event and what this event focuses on. So the best of us, the most awakened, still have some heavy energy inside us, some patches of darkness amid the light. And we're going to do our best to shake some of that up and out so that we can be even more clear. This works on the metaphor of the great onion of consciousness. Your more deeply awakened self is already there inside you, waiting on you. And all that's in the way of it is some of this unhealed wounds or trauma or heavy energy. And that's why we're going to shake up some of that tonight and clear it away so you can move to that next level of your awakening. It seems like there's always a next level, which is so wonderful. So, as we do this, as the heavy energy gets flushed up, you may feel challenge. You might feel challenging physical sensations, challenging emotions. Anything that doesn't feel good. And this is exactly what we're shooting for. And as I just explained, it's stirring the stuff up and clearing it away that accelerates the awakening process. The nature of this process and the invocations that I work with and the music that's going to be supporting it is that overwhelm is simply not possible. And so if you're really just relaxing into this process, it may be intense, it will not be too much. And you can safely completely feel whatever is coming up for you. So that's what I encourage you to do. As we do the work, your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sounds. If it's a really big release, you might want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms, whatever it takes to move that energy. It's all fine if it wants to happen spontaneously. I like to say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do let your body do what it wants to do if you possibly can. The more you let the body release how it wants to release, the more benefit you're going to get. And that's probably the key stuff you need to know while we're in our healing round. So let's go ahead and do the healing invocation, where you're specifically going to invite in the healing that serves your highest good. I'll tell you one more time. It's not going to be too much. You're not going to get overwhelmed. Your higher self and these divine allies are going to watch you very carefully and only bring up as much as you can deal with, not more. If that would be too much all at once, they'll save some for later. So we're all good. Okay, so if you'd like to get into this healing process, repeat after me, starting now to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, relax. And like before, you're going to stay passive. And I just want you feeling whatever discomfort arises and holding attention on that. Please, to the best of your ability, only use the minimum amount of effort needed to feel that discomfort fully. You might even practice a little more effort, a little less effort, and kind of fine-tune. What's the least effort I can use to completely feel this discomfort? And it's probably a lot less effort than you might have thought. And fine-tuning that into that sweet spot will help the stuff move a little bit faster. if you want to go to that level of nuance. Otherwise, just feel what's happening and you can just keep it that simple too. Alrighty, so let's get it going. Let me see which song wants to be shared. And some of the songs I'll be singing will be songs used in ayahuasca ceremonies, so they're really good at moving heavy energy. Chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 Chitty 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 sanango 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 la di da 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 la di da 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 la di da da da. Chitty 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 sanango 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 la di da 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 la di da 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 la di da da da. Chitty 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 sanango 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 la di da 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 la di da 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 la di da da da. Chitty 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 sanango 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 la di da 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 la di da 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 la di da da da. Chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 re. I invite you to continue being aware of how your body feels. If you feel heavy energy getting stirred up, flushed away, or transmuted to love and light, just feel that happening. Again, your passivity will be the key to your success. We have asked the allies to do this healing for you. I invite your ego to relax into complete passivity and let these beautiful divine beings do this for you. I promise you, they're way better at this healing process than your ego could ever be. So give them a chance to work their magic for you. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca mamman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shingosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shingosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cogollito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cogollito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miskinunu cuerpo chaita.
Chuya chuya happy boy name miskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy boy name miskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy boy name miskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tikunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tikunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, meskinunyu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lucerito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lucerito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tikunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tikunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya humpy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca munai, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya happy puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita.
As before, keep feeling whatever you're feeling, wherever the discomfort is, hold attention there, using the minimum effort needed to feel it completely. And let your divine self and your allies continue stirring up this heavy stuff. They'll either be flushing it out of you, often through the hands or the feet, sometimes other ways, and sometimes they'll just transmute it to love and light right where it is. So just let them keep working. Your passivity is the key to their success. I think we got one more healing song we're going to do. Another one from the Ayahuasca songbook.
Otorongo super kayan boon time and timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Boa boa super kayan boon time and timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Chakrunero super kayan boon time and timery. Chakrunero super kayan pin diamond timery. Chakrunero super kayan pin diamond timery. Chakrunero super kayan pin diamond timery. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Kurandero super kayan pin diamond timery. Kurandero super kayan pin diamond timery. Kurundera super kayan pin diamond timery. Kurundera super kayan pin diamond timery. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Los maestros super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Ancestors super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Familiar super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Amazona super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Appalachian super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Tabaquito super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Huachuma super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Magic mushroom super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Ayahuasca super kayan pin diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Shining rock, super cane, boom, diamond, diamondy. 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 Prince Fred River, super cane, boom, diamond, diamondy. Prince Fred River, super cane, boom, diamond, diamondy. Prince Fred River, super cayenne, pink diamond, diamondy. Prince Fred River, super cayenne, pink diamond, diamondy. Muddy, 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 muddy. Grandfather Mountain, super cayenne, pink diamond, diamondy. 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 Maridi, 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 marilisu, maridi, maridi. Archangel Michael, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, 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 marilisu, maridi, maridi. Archangel Raphael, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilisu, maridi, maridi. Archangel Uriel, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Archangel Gabriel, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Archangel Metatron, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Curandero, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Ayahuasca, super cayenne, pink diamond, timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi.
All right, that's the end of the healing section. Take a moment to see how you feel. See if your body feels more like energy or solid matter. Just kind of note how your consciousness is doing. If you're in any kind of altered state. See if clearing away some of that heavy energy has opened you to a lighter and brighter reality. Okay. Now we get to go visit our higher self. So, you're willing to merge with your higher self at its beautiful level to the greatest extent that serves highest good, then please say the following after me. Say it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please make me one with my higher self at its level to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now, to get here, start to notice any peacefulness you're already experiencing. Chances are there's at least a little bit there after all that. And just relax into feeling the peacefulness just as it is. This peacefulness is conscious divine energy. It knows you're paying attention and it appreciates it. And as you simply relax into awareness of the peace that's already there, it can't help itself. It wants to give you even more peacefulness. So the peacefulness starts to grow automatically. You're not trying to make it stronger, it's just getting stronger anyway. And as that peacefulness increases on its own, and you're just noticing it happening, you gradually and smoothly transition into your higher self, which is, of course, a profound level of peacefulness itself. And the more you relax into that peacefulness, the more you just naturally awaken as your own higher self. And don't try to make it happen. Just feel peacefulness is all. Use the least effort needed to feel that peacefulness completely. Please don't try to make anything happen beyond that. Yeah, a lot of us are moving into that realm real smoothly and peacefully. We're getting some good help from the allies too. That's fine. When you're one with your higher self at its level, all the following is true. There's no mental chatter. There is no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. It just totally holds itself. So if you're experiencing all that, you're there. Relax and enjoy. You being there helps everyone else get there too. As always, your passivity is the key to your doing this. So just feel the peacefulness. That's every bit of what I want you to do. Just feel whatever peacefulness is there. Relax into it. Everything else will run itself. Yeah, it's starting to feel really nice. More and more of us are just naturally transitioning into that peaceful awareness of our divinity at that level. Let's just hang out here for a moment. You're not yet in that peaceful state. Just keep noticing whatever peacefulness is there. Relax into it the best you can. And let the rest of it run itself. Any effort beyond passive awareness will push you out when doing this style of work. So please be passive other than just feeling the peacefulness that's already there. Yeah, there's a really sweet vibe available now. Just relax into whatever you're experiencing for a moment longer. Okay, so there's a sort of a momentum toward embodiment now. So now we're going to go for embodied awakening, where we paid our higher self a visit. Now it's going to come visit us in our human forms to the greatest extent that serves highest good. In this context, you might think of your physical body like a car. Your ego moves to the passenger seat and your divine drives. But only with your ego's permission. If at any point your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, just like that, your ego's back behind the wheel. The higher self has already stepped out with no fuss. It's instantly reversible. No threat, no danger, perfectly safe to try. So, and when you're in the state, like I said earlier, when you're at your higher self, the same effect in the body. There is no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. Among the benefits is there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to think so much, you just know what to do intuitively better. And there's this full body euphoria. And that's just the beginning of all the benefits. So, if you'd like to experience that, repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self again out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Just relax into passive awareness of whatever energies you feel moving in your physical body. If you can't feel energy, no problem. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. So, energy awareness if you got it. Otherwise, feel breath come and go. Distraction arises, that's fine. Let it be there. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. But do return your attention to feeling energy or breath. And use the least effort needed to feel what you're feeling. Yeah, my body's getting really saturated with a lot of beautiful divine consciousness. And when I lead an event, what I experience is what the majority of participants are experiencing live or on the recording. So obviously, y'all are doing great. If your experience is not what I'm describing, just relax and go with whatever's happening for you. You're getting your own perfect customized experience instead. Yeah, most of us are pretty well saturated. So just relax into this wonderful feeling. Again, if you're fully there in embodied awakening, there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's totally effortless. The consciousness simply holds itself. You may notice there's a the consciousness perceiving me right now might be a little different now. If you're noticing that, you're becoming conscious of the fact that you're now a human higher self hybrid, a beautiful merging of both. In my experience and the experience of those I talk to, the more merged your human and higher self become, the more magnificent life becomes. There are just no words for how awesome that can become. Literally beyond the most wonderful thing you can imagine. Take just a moment longer to rest in our embodied awakening before we cue up the final invocation. But take just a moment longer and feel what you're feeling here. Alrighty. So feel the way you feel now. Notice the consciousness you're holding. And ask yourself, what would I prefer moving forward? Would I want my daily reality to feel more like this? Again, knowing that all your responsibilities you'll handle more responsibly and more joyfully. Or would you rather feel the way you did before you started this process? If, like most, you decide you like this better, then we got one more invocation to do to help stabilize that and make it your new normal. So if you want more of this, knowing it'll never overwhelm and you'll only get as much as you're ever ready for, and that it can constantly deepen over time. Then repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please maintain and deepen this consciousness as long as I'm alive. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Let the words go and relax into just feeling whatever's happening. I'm feeling a lot of activity in my brain. My body's shaking a little. Whatever's happening with you is fine. Just feel whatever it is. You may feel energy saturating you. Just let it do its thing. Your higher self and these divine allies know exactly what they're doing. Let them help you. Yeah, so you're going into nice altered states. Just enjoy that. It's all happening right there in your body. You don't have to leave your body to have all these high states. They're happy to come to you. All levels interpenetrate each other. All right, notice how you feel now. And just check the criteria one last time. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And one last check I like to do is to understand this is still part of the process, but open your eyes, look around the physical space you're in. And notice, am I still in embodied awakening with my eyes open? Is all the following still true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If it is, note that and close your eyes again. Embodied awakening is designed to stay with you all through your day. No reason it ever has to stop. Your higher self is happy to hang with you all the time. Okay. Divine allies, we're so grateful to have received this beautiful blessing of consciousness and healing. We'd like to share the good juju with others. So please take this good medicine and broadcast it to all beings on earth whom it will serve and let them receive it to the greatest extent that serves their highest good. Now, we humans aren't doing this, we're just kind of watching or feeling. Let the divine allies send it down, please. Yeah, the earth is getting nicely saturated. And allies, we also ask that you spread this good medicine to all beings in the universe whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. And the allies are broadcasting it all through the universe. And we're pretty close to done. Take one last moment. The allies are done broadcasting to once more feel your physical body. How does it feel? Your energy body, your consciousness. If you can remember back to when we started and I had you check in right at the beginning of our process, just notice if you can how what you're feeling now might feel different than that. I know that however awakened you are right now, it's a tiny fraction of what's possible. My experience with awakening is it always gets better than this. The next awakening will be unimaginably better than the one you're at, and that will continue to be true for every additional deepening of your consciousness. It's wonderful that it just keeps getting better. Alrighty, I'm going to close the container and then I'll have a quick word for you before we open it up for feedback. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kwee-chi. Beautiful divine allies, thank you so much for this beautiful healing and awakening work. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, allies. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? That closes the container. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check us out. The information page is awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And you can try the membership for $1 for a month. And after that, decide if you want to hang around and pay a very modest monthly fee to be part of the membership. We have about a dozen live Zoom calls a month. We do two of these freebie public calls every month, but there's about 10 others usually for members only. A huge variety of different things from gentle to intense. We've got three major courses inside the membership. The archive keeps growing. At the moment, it's nearly at 650 archived events, everyone just as powerful as the live Zoom event it was recorded from, because the allies are present in the recordings, just like in the live events. And if you want to put your awakening and healing into high gear, that's a way you can do it. So if you enjoyed this, check out the membership. There's lots more good stuff in there. And let's go ahead and open it up for feedback. So let me get the tech set up. All right, unmuting is available now. So if you're on the live call and you want to speak, just unmute yourself and talk. If you'd rather type in the chat, that is fine as well. I'll read off the chat things the best I can. In fact, Diana has already typed and she said, "Thank you, Benjamin, for the lovely healing experience." You're welcome, Diana. Happy to oblige. As a reminder, as I said at the beginning, the archive events are only for members. So if you want to check this event again, then just join Awakening Plus and it'll be there along with, again, nearly 650 other events for your experiencing. We got some. Aparajita said, "Thank you." Natalie said, "Thank you." Autumn says, "That was really beautiful, especially when sending energy out to the universe. Thank you." Laurie said, "Thanks, Benjamin. Cat is asleep, but I am energized." Glad to hear it. I guess your cat is just feline around. Any questions or comments? And again, you're welcome to speak if you want to just unmute yourself and talk if you're on the live call. Linda says, "Thanks so much, Benjamin. It was awesome." And then Laurie said, "Meow," after I made my cat pun. Tina said, "Thank you. Lots of yawns tonight." Yeah, I had quite a few yawns myself. Aparajita says, "Me and my daughter are dealing with a lot, and I needed this healing." And there's some praying hands. Well, I'm glad it was helpful, Aparajita. And I hope I'm saying your name right. He said, "Yes." Debbie says, "Thank you. That was fantastic. Seemed I had more trouble holding when merged up with higher self. Was that a clearing, or would there be a reason more difficult to hold? More trouble holding." I guess you mean holding consciousness. Yes, if there is heavy stuff in the way, it can be more difficult. But just keep at it. Repetition is great for clearing that stuff. And typically, when you just persist with these kind of practices, your consciousness gets stronger and stronger and more clear, and it gets easier to hold it. And you become more and more consistently merged with your divinity. So that's what most people experience when they stick with it. Tina says, "Thanks, Benjamin. It was awesome." Barb says, "How often should we do this?" As often as you like, Barb. If you're a member, you can get in the archive and do as many events as you want. There's no limit. You can't overdose on it. Just feeling in your own system how much is enough for that day. Linda says, "What do you know of the solar flash today?" I know nothing about it, so you probably know more than I do. Sorry about that. Simone says, "Thank you so much." Debbie says, "Perfect. Thank you." Really appreciate all the feedback from you folks. The highest I noted when I looked in the participant window, there were 77 people here. That may be a new record for one of these events. So happy to have so many folks showing up. Anyone else have a question or comment? Marla said, "I had a very hard time holding the field, so much low ego anxiety and mind chatter.
Marla, it happens to the best of us. I know you've been on many a call where you held immaculate consciousness. So we all have a tough day sometimes. Just persist is what I always like to say. Laura says, "Thanks, Benjamin. I felt a lot of angst through the songs. No offense to your lovely singing. Tried to breathe through it and ended beautifully." Good. The angst coming up was coming up to be cleared. So that was absolutely perfect. Well done. Heather says, "Thank you. This was amazing." Wow. Glad you liked it, Heather. Phyllis says, "Lots of vibrating and shaking, which felt it was going through blocks." Wonderful. And then she says, "A wonderful healing. Thank you." Yep, that's exactly what it does. You got to feel it to heal it. And this kind of work allows the healing to happen as gently and easily as possible while still getting the job done. That's our goal here. We want to make it as easy as possible. That's why we let the higher beings do it for us, because they can work it a lot more skillfully than even the best evolved egos can. Any other questions or comments? Steven says, "I met you at an ayahuasca journey back in November, Benjamin, and I'm glad that my spiritual curiosity has led me to this moment." Well, Steven, I'm so glad you showed up here, man. You are so welcome. Glad you're here. Phyllis says, "At one time there were 78 on the call." Whoa, you caught one more than I did. Thanks, Phyllis. Anyone else with a question or comment? And again, the option to speak is available. Everyone's been typing so far, but you're totally fine to just hit that mic icon and talk if you want to. See, Vivian says, "I am experiencing embodied diamond light." Thanks to you all, or thank you to all. Glad to hear that, Vivian. Yeah, I've had those experiences of feeling the energy like it was crystalline. That's a really sweet feeling. Steven says, "During the higher self merging, I felt like I was flying, even though my physical body was still." Well, what you felt, Steven, there was a part of you flying, because there's a part of you that is free to, flit about like that. So my speculation is you were feeling a part of you flying. It just wasn't your physical body. Reminds me of an ayahuasca, no, it was actually a mushroom journey once, where I was, I was apprenticing at the time, and my shamanic teacher was there, and I was all of a sudden felt like I was flying, like I was a bird flying through the sky, and that lasted 2 or 3 minutes, and then it sort of faded, and I was back in my body, and I looked at her and said, "Well, was I just a bird?" She said, "You were." And in that moment, my consciousness had moved into an avian body. I was a bird flying, and I was having the experience of it. It was really sweet. So those kind of things can happen in shamanic work. So, Stephen, I would speculate you were flying. So take that as real in the plane that was happening in. Doesn't have to be physical to be real. And Viorica said, "Hi, if I don't feel anything, what does it mean?" Well, it means you didn't feel anything. And normally that means that you're just not quite sensitive enough to feel the subtler things yet. But again, if you persist, keep at it and just do the best you can, then eventually you'll gain more sensitivity. When you have a lot of heavy energy in the field, it kind of numbs you out and you can't feel the subtle stuff so well. I was numb for so many years, couldn't feel a thing energetically. And it took me years of ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushroom ceremonies, just blasting that heavy stuff away, getting rid of it, getting rid of it, until I never dreamed I'd be as sensitive as I am. It's really, and sometimes I'm surprised at how deeply sensitive I am. I can work with clients, I'm feeling their process more than they can sometimes. But it just means that I was persistent, and I went from being super insensitive because I was so covered over with heavy energy and didn't even know it, and eventually getting clean enough that I could feel a lot more sensitively. So I think just about anyone can develop that sensitivity that just clean the heavy stuff off. So, Viorica, I would just encourage you to stick with it if you're so inspired, and I can almost guarantee your sensitivity will increase. Good question. Any other questions or comments?
Well, there's Caitlin says, how did you become a shaman? How long have you got? The short answer is, I was drawn to do ayahuasca and San Pedro plant medicine. And at first, early on, I had the ego desire to be a shaman. I thought, wow, this has helped me so much. I'd love to help other people too. And then, at the advice of the first shaman I worked with, I gave it up and just said, oh, I just need to heal and not worry about that. And then a few months later, ayahuasca herself called me to be a shaman. She didn't say I'd be serving ayahuasca, but she said be a shaman. And that is what's happened. And mainly, I did some training with humans. I did some courses and stuff, but mainly, it's because I did a lot of plant spirit work. I mean, I've done over 300 ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushroom ceremonies, and I continue to do them. And it's just the medicine itself is the teacher. The medicine itself simultaneously clears the heavy stuff away and teaches you and gives you new consciousness and new ability over time. And it's just my persistence for like 18 years, just constantly doing the plant spirit work and the invocations that have kind of moved me onto this path. So I was called after I gave up the ego desire, then I was actually called. And then it all just unfolded in time. So that's the abbreviated story of how I became a shaman. Oh, we got some more questions. Some plant spirit questions. Hang on. Hang on. Stephen also wanted to ask that question. Autumn says, I'm much newer than some people, but how much I feel varies greatly. That's fine. Different days will be different sometimes. Over time, though, it tends to become more consistently easy to feel the stuff. Apodagita, is there a possibility to get addicted to plant medicine? Quite the opposite. Sometimes it's all you can do to get yourself to do it again because you might have had a really challenging ceremony. There is no physical addiction of any of the plant spirit medicines that are called the master plant teachers, like ayahuasca, San Pedro mushrooms. In fact, one of the first things they'll do if you're addicted to anything else like alcohol or the addictive drugs, the plant spirits will work to free you from that addiction. So it is completely the opposite. In fact, they're not drugs, they are plant spirit teachers, and they are completely different things for reasons I don't really have time to get into here. Can anyone do plant medicine? No. You cannot do it if you are on antidepressants. That could be a lethal combination. You can't do plant medicine if you have certain sensitive physical conditions, like if you've got a really weak heart or some of your physical systems are too fragile, it might be too intense. So not anyone. And some people just don't need it and aren't suited for it. But for those it does fit, they can be like for me, the plant spirit work I've done has been some of the most valuable spiritual work I've ever done in my life, bar none. I was on various spiritual paths for decades before I encountered the plant spirit teachers. And what do I say in the book? I said, I'd been doing 5 years of Vipassana Buddhism before that. And I said, I went from Vipassana's meandering stroll to ayahuasca's warp speed. It's like it just goes so fast. I say one night of ayahuasca work gave me more healing than 20 years I spent at a meditation school. They're just really fast and they're really powerful and they're really intense. So you got to be willing to go all in if you're going to do that kind of work. And it's not for everyone, but if it is, it can be very helpful. Vivian says it's just to be seen how to live as blazing light that is also gentle with everything encountered. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That intensity and gentleness can all be there at the same time. Once you get into this awakening levels, it's all paradox. Seemingly opposite things can simultaneously be true, and you're at a level where you can hold it all comfortably. And it sounds like craziness till you get there, and then it just works. So again, and to be clear, I'm all in on my ayahuasca and San Pedro work, but you don't have to do any of that to be involved in what we're doing here. Awakening Plus does not require any of that. It doesn't even offer experiences like that. But the invocations I use did come from ayahuasca. She inspired me with them right at the end of 2010, start of 2011, and they carry a little of her magic in them. So she gave me this. It's like I say in the book. I said it's as if ayahuasca said, "How much of my benefit can I give to someone without them actually drinking me in ceremony?" So they have some of that quicker effect. You can't compare the invocations to actually drinking ayahuasca. They're worlds apart, but the invocations can definitely be helpful. Caitlin says, what is ayahuasca? A plant? It is two plants. Normally, it's the ayahuasca vine and the chacruna leaf mixed together and boiled up in a certain way. And it's a plant spirit with two plants. In other parts of South America, they combine the ayahuasca vine with the chalepanga leaf, which also has DMT like the chacruna does, and it's called yahe then, most commonly. So yeah, it's a plant combination prepared in a very specific way. Vivian says, well, you do invoke all of them. I certainly do. I want us all to get as much help as we can get with those beautiful teachers. Caitlin says, very, very beautiful. I agree. All right. Any other questions or comments? Oh, one last comment I will make about the ayahuasca work. The people I know who do ayahuasca regularly and it's part of their lifestyle, are some of the most open-hearted, conscious, loving, wonderful people I've ever met. Another difference between ayahuasca and drugs is people who do a lot of drugs tend to spiral down and, break apart. People who do a lot of plant spirit work with ayahuasca or San Pedro or mushrooms tend to become more conscious, kind, loving, service oriented. It's like the plant spirit teachers bring out the very best in people and they become some of the best citizens too. So that's been what I've actually seen in my many years on that path. All right, last call for questions or comments. Debbie says, that is so amazing. Do you do ceremony with those frequently? I do ayahuasca ceremonies every month. I'm so fortunate to have a teacher or a shaman, not a teacher, a shaman in the Asheville area who every month does a couple of ceremonies. And I'm there just about every time. So I continue showing up because it continues to be extraordinarily helpful for me and my group. And I gotta stay ahead of you guys, so to speak. I mean, not that some of you probably aren't way more conscious than me, but my point is if I have, I want to keep growing and evolving, I want to keep rising my consciousness and my capability because I want to hold an ever more helpful container in Awakening Plus. So in a way, drinking a lot of ayahuasca, I consider part of my job description because I need to use the most efficacious tools I have to be the best possible holder of space for what we do here. So that's another reason I do it. Hang on, more questions are coming in. Steven says, how did you know that you had an egoic desire to be a shaman? I ask this because I feel called to be a shaman, but I'm not sure how much role ego is playing in that. That's roughly what he said. I know because I can tell the difference now between an ego desire and a true calling, and the difference was very clear. However, even if you right now just have an ego calling, Stephen, that's cool to follow that. There's nothing wrong with that. Your ego, right now you're at a conscious level where the egoic desire to do it is fine. Pursue the path and see where it leads. And that may lead you, like I did, into the truly being called by the plant spirit to or the thing you're working with shamanically. So there's no problem in having an ego desire. It's how a lot of people get rolling. So that's not a bad thing at all. Debbie said, Asheville, here I come. Abhijita says, how can I join an ayahuasca healing? If you want to do it here in Western North Carolina, then you would contact me individually and we'll talk about it. However, there's lots of ayahuasca work being done all around the country. Someplace it's starting to be legal. So, if the broad thing, if you want to just check in your local area, if you're not around here where I live, the probably the best way is first start, Google ayahuasca ceremony and then the name of where you live or a large city where you live. And some people might be putting it on the internet now. The laws are getting loose enough that like some states like Colorado, the state itself says any natural substance is okay now. They're doing that in Oregon. So there's a place down in southern Florida that's openly advertising their ayahuasca ceremony. So there is some stuff happening in the US now. Google it. And if you can't find anything near you, Then just Google the name of a big town near you and shamanism or shamanic ceremony or shaman or something like that, and see if there's any little meetup groups around you that are meeting and doing that kind of work. And then if you start attending and start asking around, maybe there's a chance you can find something. There's lots of shamans who either do their local work or they tour around the country and do ceremonies various places. So that's another way you can kind of figure it out. You can also, of course, fly down to Costa Rica or Peru or a lot of places in South America and go, down there for like a couple of weeks and do a dieta, what it's called, and you can certainly do that perfectly legally, but it'll cost you several thousand dollars, and it's obviously a lot more economic to do a local ceremony near where you live or in the US. Someone and I found a great place outside Houston if anyone lives nearby. Good to know. Ken says, thoughts, wisdoms on guided experience of straight DMT. I can't speak to that. I'm certainly aware of it, and I know many who have. I've never done just a straight DMT trip. That tends to be fast, I understand, 15, 20 minutes. What I know about it just from hearing about it and reading about it is it just catapults you deep into the higher spiritual dimensions. You can have incredible experiences of beyond ego and powerful, experiences. However, from what I understand, doing just the straight DMT doesn't have the larger developmental benefit. I mean, it can be profoundly helpful to experience I am pure awareness beyond this human body and to feel yourself as the universe or in that much more vastly conscious space. But then you come back so quickly, there isn't a lot of time to work with it. Whereas ayahuasca, you're in ceremony for hours on end, and you have a lot of time to be in altered space and work with it in a more deep and resonant way. So I think DMT is good for blast off and learning that there is more to it experientially. But the ayahuasca, from what I understand, having not done DMT straight, there's DMT in ayahuasca, but it's long lasting, is ayahuasca might be more beneficial overall for the whole healing awakening process generally. Anyway, but I'm speaking out of hand because I haven't done the DMT, so I'm, this is a just a my own thought about it without the direct experience of the DMT trip. Vivian says, I think it's all available on astral levels for a start. There will be guidance. Thank you very much, everyone. Yeah. And of course, there's tons of stuff about this on the internet. So you could Google any of these topics and read endlessly about these topics. All right. I don't want to go a whole lot longer, although it's really fascinating. Any last questions before we wrap it up? Oh, and just one last wrap up. You can also just call the spirit of ayahuasca or San Pedro or whatever thing you want to work with. And it is possible to call things and experience at least an essence of them without having to physically ingest anything. So if you'd like to call in these energies and work with them as allies, you can totally do it just energetically. Again, it won't be the same as taking it physically, but I know many people who've called it in without ever drinking it and having powerful, helpful experiences with those plant spirits. So worth a shot. Ayahuasca saying, yes, that's fine with me. So thumbs up from her on that. Okay, let's call it a wrap, folks. I've really enjoyed tonight. Thanks again. Again, as a reminder, if you're not yet an Awakening Plus member, check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. I've got a detailed info page there. You can learn all about what we do. And if you want to just dip your toe in the water, do 30 days for a dollar, no obligation. If you like it after that, you can become a member for a very small monthly fee or an annual fee and save a little money. So whatever you want to check it out. Ken said psilocybin mushroom versus ayahuasca. Very briefly, ayahuasca is a lot stronger. Mushrooms are powerful and can be very helpful as well, especially at higher dosage. And they're safer also. But I think of mushrooms for most people as kind of a moderate strength journey, whereas ayahuasca is like full boil. But mushrooms can be a very lovely intermediate step if you're kind of thinking about moving into the realms of healing and awakening through psychedelics. Many people do mushrooms as a start and kind of dip their toe in and learn about the inner spaces a little bit from there. And then when they're ready for stronger medicine, they go to like ayahuasca or San Pedro. So that's how the sequence often goes. They're all beautiful teachers. All right, that's it, folks. I really enjoyed our post conversation here, and thanks for showing up. Thanks for helping us make this beautiful energy together. So grateful for each and every one of you. And we'll call it good for tonight. Big blessings. Many blessings to you all.